get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, golf fans, and welcome to spring. First spring show of Tee to Green, your weekly source for golf news and entertainment. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. And we had a blustery start to our spring season here, but temps are above normal, so we've got great golf weather here in Colorado right now this weekend, and I hope the same goes for wherever you may live. This week coming up is a very cool event going to be happening in St. Andrews. Beginning on Wednesday and running through next Sunday will be the very first St. Andrews Golf Festival, which will highlight the history, traditions, and innovators that have encompassed 600 years of this sport of golf. We're going to try and catch up with a couple of the people in St. Andrews that are responsible for putting on this event, Richard Wax and Roger McStravick, the two men mainly in charge of organizing and setting up this unique event. We're hoping to catch up with them coming up in a few minutes here. Also, as far as your golf game goes, are you locked in? Well, if not, you may tend to spray your golf shots. Sound like you or anyone you know? Gordon Jackson will be here. He is the creator of the Locked In instruction system, which will, and he will be along to help us hit the ball as straight as an arrow. And it's mostly about locking in your grip and not allowing your forearms to twist. We'll also go on tour as we approach major season. We'll talk about our website all today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Jerry Butenhoff with you here on Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday morning via XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Be right back.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Dedicated listening, destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's hard to say sometimes this early in the morning. Jerry Butenhoff, Tee to Green, the golf show coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hope that you're having a nice beginning to your spring season. Hope you're getting some golf in here. It's about time to start limbering up those shoulders and hips and get back into the season here if you live in an area in the north or northeast or wherever there is snow and cold across the country. Been a mild winter, I think, for most people. Trying to reshuffle our guests and connect with people here in just a second. So the plan today is to try and get a hold of Richard Wax and Roger McStravick, who are in charge of putting on the St. Andrews Golf Festival, which will be beginning this coming Wednesday and run through Sunday. The first ever event of this nature, and it's going to be quite extensive and extravagant. They're going to have speakers. There's going to be an art exhibits. Book authors will be on hand. All sorts of seminars and brief little talks about the game of golf and that sort of thing. And the intention is that this will be the first of an annual event that will take place in St. Andrews on or about this time of the year. And we will go out there a little bit later. But first up, are you locked in with your golf grip and your golf swing? If not, you may tend to spray your golf shots, especially off the tee. Sound like anyone you know? Well, if you're having that problem, we're going to try and fix that or help you fix that this morning with Gordon Jackson, who is the creator of the Locked In Golf Teaching Technique. And Gordon is on the phone with us from Memphis this morning. Gordon, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Jerry, how are you today?
I'm splendid. How's your weather down in barbecue country there?
It looks like it's going to be perfect, you know, around 70 degrees and sun shining, so we're in good shape, yes.
Good deal, good
deal.
Yeah, certainly. Let's talk a little bit about your teaching system. It's a little bit different than what a lot of golf instructors do. And your first thing is that you, when we grip the club, before we start the swing, our arms tend to move and rotate, and it knocks our club face out of line, and that's where we start with you. Is that right?
Yes. What happens, and after really thousands of experiments, once you grip the club with an overlapping, interlocking, or a baseball type of grip, what happens is the face of the club turns slightly open, and the path of the club is out to in slightly. So you wind up, the very instant you grip a club, you wind up with a slice alignment. And what happens in the golf swing, or the conventional instruction, is that many instructors teach you to try to square the club face to the ball during the golf swing, and which shows me that it was not square at the beginning of the golf swing, or why would you need to square it? So what I set out to do, Jerry, after discovering that the instant you grip a club, you rotate the face and the path to a slice alignment, I set out on this mission to rotate the club to a square alignment and then lock the square alignment in. And then from there, the square alignment stays locked in. When you have a square alignment, you also have an on-plane pad. So they work simultaneously and correspondingly. So from that point, I have designed about more than 100 techniques to convert a slice alignment into a square alignment and lock it in. And from that point, it's just a matter of centering the sweet spot behind the ball. It has to be very near the back of the ball because that's where you want the club face to bottom out. And get your alignment and, keep your head steady, sort of like, and swing, and it'll go straight. I have written 10 books, actually 12 books, but 8 of those books contain or address many of the techniques to hit a golf ball straight as an arrow. In fact, one of my golf books is entitled "Hit a Golf Ball as Straight as an Arrow."
And so, when we're locking in our grip and locking in the square club face, what is it about the grip or our arm or shoulder position that does this for us?
Oh yeah, you have to make some movement.
Sure.
Once you grip the club, you can't do anything else at that point, because if you start lowering your shoulders or widening or narrowing your stance, any body movement after you initially grip the club will change the alignment from a slice alignment to some other alignment, but I will guarantee you it will not be a square alignment. You only have about one chance out of 100, as far as I'm concerned, of perfectly squaring the club if you don't lock it in during the setup proceedings. So what happens is that I want to make sure that the instant I grip the club that I make some specific movement, and that's where these 100 techniques come in, is that you make some specific body movement. It might be moving your right foot out somewhat, or it might be lowering your shoulders or raising your shoulders or whatever. But you have to do something until the club face stops rotating. And when it stops rotating, it has to rotate to the left. It has to rotate counterclockwise. Once it stops rotating, if you unlock the lifeline of your right hand at least an inch without ungripping the club, and then relock your right hand lifeline on your left thumb, you're locked in. But you cannot unlock or disconnect your lifeline, your right hand lifeline, from your left thumb thereafter. Incidentally, Jerry, I have, I think, about 8 or 9 of my techniques on YouTube. And it's typically all you do is go to YouTube and then Locked In Golf for your listeners. And also on my website, lockedingolf.com, I have one of the techniques and also a free download of one of my books, How Golf Works. Believe me, conventional instructors don't buy all this, so it's very controversial. But that's the only way you truly lock in a square club face alignment and an online swing path. And if you want to hit the golf ball straight, anybody knows has been around the business that you got to contact the ball squarely and on a path that matches the target line, or you're not going to hit it straight.
I'm speaking with Gordon Jackson from Locked In Golf. Gordon, your inspiration for this was the fact that you had started playing golf, got to the point where you weren't improving, almost gave up the game. You were getting different feedback from almost opposite information from certain instructors, and then you kind of said, "I got to do this on my own." Is that right?
Well, that's true. I don't put down instructors. I have friends who are instructors.
Sure.
In fact, I have one instructor who's endorsed my Locked In Golf. They just teach what they've been taught, and quite frankly, they're so busy teaching and they're busy playing or whatever, they never see. I didn't do that. I went out on a par 3 course near my home, which does not have many people playing because we have 2 18 championship courses. So, and many times I'm the only one out there. So I used that 18 par 3 course to hone the techniques that I speak about here. But I don't knock conventional instructors. I don't think they know what they're talking about half the time, quite frankly. And truly, many of them do. Don't get me wrong. They know the grip. They know the setup. They know the fundamentals. But where mine differs is I'm locked in before I start to swing. And they teach the muscle memory method where you try to square the club face during the golf swing. And, again, the bandwidth in which a square club face will take place is only a very small fraction of a rotational degree, whereas otherwise you're in a slice or hook alignment, and that's a very wide degree. So, you know, theoretically, if you do exactly as I instruct, you will hit the golf ball straight every time. But you've got to follow the instructions, because if you center the sweet spot of the club face, maybe a quarter or half an inch behind the ball instead of as near to the back of the ball as you can, the bottom out point will change, and you'll miss hit the golf ball. So you have to be patient in doing it. I always ask students to start off with just the most lofted club, and then take a half swing or a one quarter swing, and hone it down, and then go up from there instead of going out and taking the driver and, you know, overly swinging and knocking the ball all over the place, and so it doesn't work. I mean, it works. The student doesn't work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, learn incrementally, don't we, sometimes in the golf swing?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, it doesn't take that long. I mean, compared to conventional instruction, when you're coming back time and time and time again. But I did. I got so frustrated, Jerry, that I would go to one instructor. They would teach exactly opposite of what the previous instructor taught. And I just said, oh, this is not working.
Gordon, people can go to LockedInGolf.com to find all your stuff. There's good stuff on there. I was there yesterday. So thanks for adjusting your time for us, and we'll catch up with you again sometime down the road.
Jerry, I'm honored to be on your program, friend.
All right. Gordon Jackson from Locked In Golf. We'll be right back.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, coast to coast, worldwide. For those of us, those of you listening on American Forces Radio in Europe or wherever, this next segment could be beneficial to you. Beginning on Wednesday, the very first Festival of Golf is a, or the Golf Festival is a global celebration. It's going to be in St. Andrews that's going to aim to draw in visitors from around the world to experience the history, traditions, and modern innovations that reflect 600 years and more of the great game of golf that, of course, started in northeast Scotland. The festival begins this coming Wednesday, and on the phone from Scotland are Richard Wax and Roger McStravick, the executives that are in charge of putting this thing on and organizing this thing. And in your case, I should say good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Jerry. We're delighted to speak to you from St. Andrews, the home of golf, where the St. Andrews Golf Festival starts in 2-3 days. So we're looking forward to it very much. Everything's teed up over here, quite literally. Roger has done a fantastic job on the ground, so we're looking forward to visitors from quite literally all over the world.
What's the aim of this event? What do you really want to accomplish here? And give us a little history of why you thought this would be a good thing to do.
So it's we're very passionate. Roger and I are very passionate about the game of golf, and not just the playing of it, but the friendships that are generated by the game, and the we wanted to celebrate it, and it occurred to me a few years ago that where better to do that than in St. Andrews, which is meaningful to 60 million golfers around the world. I teamed up with Roger through one of the Scottish organizations who introduced me to Roger. Without him coming on board, there would never have been a festival, so I'm enormously indebted to his input. We've been working, I would say, 100% on this event for over a year now. So we're not, people say, you must be nervous, not at all. The work is done, and the objective is to celebrate this great game, to look into the future, also look into the past as to where it came from, and to do it in the home of golf. You can't do better, so looking forward to it.
I'm speaking to Roger Wax. He's the chairman of the upcoming St. Andrews Golf Festival, which will begin on Wednesday in St. Andrews. And Richard, it's fascinating to me that the broad scope of things that you're going to have involved here. You're going to have all sorts of speakers, you know, art exhibits. People are going to be able to kind of walk around and get these walking tours. You've dumped a lot of things in here the first year, haven't you?
Hi, Jerry, it's Roger. Yeah, it is. It's a really nice, rich program of exhibitions and talks and walks. And we got exhibitions on old Tom Morris and Bobby Jones and the Ryder Cup. And we have a fantastic one on Seve as well. And ladies' golf is really important too. So we've got an exhibition on a lady who's probably not so well known here over in Europe, but probably better, you know, in the States, is a lady called Babe Zaharias. And just a fantastic athlete who basically, you know, was an Olympic gold champion and then had to go up baseball and became an All-American baseball star. And then somebody says, why don't you try golf? And she won some, like, 81 titles, you know. So it's so we're kind of celebrating these sort of people, you know. And the other thing I would say is that speakers, we got some just brilliant speakers. We got, like, Mungo Park coming, who's, you know, is directly related to the Willie Park Sr. So, and he's sort of putting his case for the Park family, because I think a lot of people talk about old Tom Morris, you know, and rightly so. But in old Tom Morris's day, he and Willie Park, you know, were constantly in battle, and Willie Park would put notes in the paper to try to challenge old Tom to matches, you know. So we're trying to bring that sort of rivalry and great stories to life, you know. So there's lots of things for people to do, lots of things.
And for our listeners, what Roger was referring to there is Willie Park Sr. was the winner of the very first Open Championship back in 1860. And when you guys started working and trying to, you know, come up with all these things that you wanted to do, was it pretty easy to get a lot of people on board with you and say, yeah, I want to jump in and do this with you guys?
Yes, we have a lot of support from the tourism organizations, the local hotel associations. Everybody needs to play their, I was going to say, trump card, because tourism is a competitive business. The home of golf is here in St. Andrews. What we have been able to do is, by working with the local hotels, is to do something which has a global reach. We have a wonderful PR company from Connecticut called Encore Strategies, who are just remarkable to work with. So they have a phenomenal They're taken extremely seriously by the American golf media. So when we talk globally, we are talking globally. Our database of golf writers is 2,000. So the festival will be covered globally, and we're delighted so to do. Just one thing I'd like to touch on is that by having created this platform, we want to emphasize some of the aspects of golf which maybe aren't given enough a focus. One is the integrity issue, and we have identified a person who will receive an award for honor and integrity, because without integrity, the game of golf becomes a nonsense. So we'd like to signal that. We've also got an award for courage, and we'll be revealing the persons who have won these awards. But those are it's almost more important than the person who receives it. It's the message that can be delivered from a global platform here in St. Andrews that golf is not purely 67, 62, and so on. So it's more, why do 99.99% of people play the game? The values involved.
Yep, and that's certainly true. And the golf, of course, unique or somewhat unique in that the players police and penalize themselves. I'm speaking with Richard Wax and Roger McStravick, who are in charge of putting on the very first St. Andrews Golf Festival, which will begin on Wednesday this coming week in St. Andrews. And fellas, you've got so much stuff going on here for people that are going to come to St. Andrews this week. There'll be things for them to do both during the day and again in the evening. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, during the day, you know, we've got exhibitions. And some of them, there's one in particular I would like to mention, which is we've actually got a collection of prints that, or photos, I should say, that were actually owned by old Tom Morris himself. Now, these haven't been seen in public, and they were found in a shed, in a potting shed, here in St. Andrews. A couple of collectors went to a lady who said she had some hickory clubs, and they weren't of very much value, and they just happened to say, well, do you have anything else? And she said, well, I've got some prints that old Tom Morris owned in the potting shed. And they were lying there, and they were actually still in the funeral frames of old Tom Morris. So so we're going to show that exhibition. So it'll be a sort of a world first for us. We're kind of really excited about that. But also on your point about, you know, things to do during the day, there's guided walks. There's two types of guided walks. There's a golf guided walk, taking you around all the historical spots in town. Whether it be the 18th Green or the old Tom Morris shop or the cathedral where there's nine open champions buried. But there's also a history guide around town. There's another guide who just take you around the university and all the great spots in St. Andrews. St. Andrews is just a fantastic place to live. I live here, and there's sort of history everywhere. Just as a sort of strange example, but the road, they were doing roadworks just 2 days ago, and they basically had to stop because they found a 15th century skeleton about a foot underneath the ground. So St. Andrews is just, there's history everywhere, even under the ground.
Yeah, I believe so, that's for sure. And let me just confirm this. One of the authors that I believe you have there will be Darius Oliver, who wrote the award-winning Planet Golf. Is he still expected to be attending?
Very much so. He's a very dear friend of mine. He's coming from Melbourne, which shows the attraction of St. Andrews. I can't wait to see him. Darius is a remarkable individual. I can remember introducing myself to Jeff Ogilvie, the Australian tour pro, when he was playing in the French Open. And I said to Jeff, I said, I'm a friend of Darius Oliver. And Jeff stood rooted to the spot. And he said, you know Darius? And I said, yes, we work together. He said, let me tell you something. Darius is unique. And, of course, what he was saying is he is uniquely independent. As a golf course rater, he doesn't care who designed it, the Queen Mother. He looks at the golf course. When he rates a course, he doesn't take out a golf club or a golf ball. He just walks the course. And I've walked courses with him for 3 days, taking photographs. He has a remarkable memory. And I would rate him, if I can rate a rater, I would rate him number one golf rater in the world.
Hasn't he played like thousands and or walked, I should say, thousands and thousands of courses worldwide?
Yes, he's played and walked well over 1,000 courses, as indeed have I. So we have a pretty interesting combined databases of courses played. But he is a brilliant writer, and I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to seeing him.
It's the St. Andrews Golf Festival, the first one. It begins in St. Andrews this coming Wednesday. There is a website, www.standrewsgolffestival.com, and people can get a lot of information there. Gentlemen, thank you very much for, first of all, putting this on, coming on with us, and best of luck with everything that you're doing out there this week. I think it's just a wonderful idea and something that hopefully will grow over time.
Jerry, thank you very much. We're delighted to talk to you. Jerry, just while you're on, sir, can I just, sorry, it's very unprofessional of me, but can I just give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, who's actually a CEO.
Actually, Roger, we're running out of time, but we'll take care of that later, and we'll try and get you guys back on sometime after this is all wrapped up. Take care, fellas. Richard Wax and Roger McStravick, the St. Andrews Golf Festival.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
And welcome back to Tee to Green. Having a little issue with our tip here that we would normally run at this time, so we will motor on. Jerry Butenhoff coming to you live from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. My partner Jay Ritchie, part of the Air Force Academy hockey radio team, and they are on their way back after being eliminated yesterday by Boston College in the regional semifinals in the Northeast region up in Worcester, Massachusetts. Boston College winning that game yesterday 2-0. And so Air Force eliminated from the National Hockey Tournament. But a good effort by the fellows here locally. It's the fifth time in the last 6 years that they've been involved in that event. And they have become a pretty big deal here in Colorado Springs over the past 6 years or so and nationally in the college hockey world. This segment of Tea to Green is brought to you by locally, in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade Avenue in Colorado Springs. You can give them a call at 719-471-9900. I want to give you some more information about the St. Andrews Golf Festival coming up. It'll be starting on Wednesday and running through next Sunday in St. Andrews. You can go to standrewsgolffestival.com to find information. And the first hopefully annual event. And thanks to Richard and Roger for coming on. And also they mentioned on-course strategies. And I need to give a thanks here to Sarah Lane and Jane Daly from On-Course Strategies based in Connecticut. They have done a lot of work this week putting this all together. And in other times, too, some of the guests that we've had on the show, book authors and such, a lot of the times Jane from On-Course Strategies has been the one to contact us and say, hey, do you want to get this guy on your show and everything? And we get a lot of people out there doing that for us, and we appreciate all the efforts from those people. The some of the aims of the festival, they want to increase tourism numbers in St. Andrews in the Scottish area and kind of improve, if you will, the global profile of that area. You know, if you're a golfer, I don't know if you need them to improve that, because so many people want to go to St. Andrews and play golf either in St. Andrews or in that area. The aim is to create a unique, vibrant festival that will draw golfers from all over the world year after year. Hopefully they'll be able to this will be an annual thing. Of course, St. Andrews is the home of golf, and you know, a lot of exhibits, like the fellas said, about the history of St. Andrews and golf in that area. There'll be an old Tom Morris exhibit, Seve Ballesteros, one about the Ryder's Cup, ladies golf, as they mentioned, including Babe Zaharias. Bobby Jones will be highlighted, all sorts of great exhibits. The some of the talks, some of the people that will be talking, two of the leading authorities on the history of Bobby Jones, that would be Dr. Stephen Reed and Nikhil Mehta, will be giving talks. They mentioned Mungo Park, who's the great-grandson of Willie Park Sr., the first winner of the first Open Championship back in 1960. You can take these little walking tours around town that will show the history of the St. Andrews area, the city, and some of the surrounding areas and that sort of thing. Book signings, as we mentioned, by Darius Oliver would be one, the author of Planet Golf, which was named the best golf book of the year by Golf Digest in the year 2009. Henry Lord, a local fellow who's the writer of the book that's called St. Andrews, the Home of Golf, just a wonderful book about the history. If you want any to pick up any book about the early history of golf and the early history of golf in the St. Andrews area, and everything that entails, that would be the one to get by Henry Lord. It's called St. Andrews, the Home of Golf. All sorts of paintings and art exhibits will be on hand there, including things relating to Bobby Jones, old Tom Morris, Seve Ballesteros, the Ryder Cup, you know, ladies golf in general. There's a photo I'm looking at now that's got a picture of a bunch of early women golfers from the St. Andrews area that's got to go back 150 years or more, this particular photo. Just fascinating stuff. And then there'll be things to do in the evening also. There's going to be a gala evening on next Saturday at Younger Hall, which is at the College of St. Andrews there, and there'll be a tour of that building. So you can actually go on the website and get some of this information. There's also, if you go to the St. Andrews website, which is www.st-andrews.ac.com. st.uk. And you can pick up all sorts of information about the St. Andrews area. That's a good place to go if you're ever planning on going over there to play golf or vacation or holiday in the St. Andrews area. That's a good place to go to also. There'll be all sorts of things relating to the Old Course, and of course there'll be golfing opportunities at the Old Course and at King's Barn and some of the other local local golf courses. A lot of food offerings. In fact, some of you may not know, actress Sandra Bullock, her sister Jazeen, is quite the culinary expert, and she will be over there creating or being involved with the food at some of the events that will be going on over there. So just all sorts of splendid things going on in St. Andrews beginning on Wednesday of this week. That is the 28th, running through next Sunday, and you can get all the information in case you want to plan a trip over to St. Andrews maybe next year or the year after. This thing is probably going to be something that will be very successful and will be continue to run on here. That is the plan of everybody involved, of course. And it may or may not be this exact week each year. They're still kind of fiddling with that. I guess a lot will depend on how things go this week over in St. Andrews. But the plan is that this will be the first of an annual golf festival in St. Andrews, and a lot of neat things involved there. Later on in the hour, we will be going on tour, of course. Perhaps you knew or didn't know, both Tiger Woods and Yanni Sen are leading after three rounds of their respective events this weekend, and they tend to win when they're leading going into Sunday. We'll cover that in just a few minutes. Also, I want to touch base on a couple other items. We always go each year about this time of the year. We give you some results from the golf magazine and Sports Illustrated survey of the tour pros, and this year they surveyed more than 200 professional golfers from all three major tours, the PGA, LPGA, and the Champions Tour. I don't think they've done all three at once before, so they went very in-depth this year. Some of these things are pretty funny sometimes. Some of them are real serious. We touched on a few of these last week, and we're going to continue with just running through a few things of these. They tend to ask, you know, there's some pretty cocky golfers out there, and so they asked on both men's tours who was the cockiest player out there, and on the men's side, Rory Sabatini won that with just over a third of the vote. Anthony Kim and Bubba Watson finished second and third, and on the Champions Tour, Tommy Armour the third. And if you know anything about that colorful character, you will certainly understand right in line there. He got 42% of the vote from those senior players that were asked about that, so pretty interesting. On the women's side, a couple of the questions they asked were, who is the best American right now? And Christy Kerr, of course, won that event. She's the highest-ranked American, has certainly been the most consistent over the last 4 or 5 years. She got over half the vote there. Paula Creamer, Stacey Lewis, and Brittany Lincecum trailed behind her. And let's see what else is on here. There is some talk about Yanni Sen following in the footsteps of Annika Sorenstam and playing a PGA Tour event. There has been some discussion about that, not a whole lot at this point. Just over 50% of the women said that she should go ahead and jump in and take that on and do that here. Hopefully sometime real soon here we're going to have a discussion. We'll have a guest on about the changes. Basically, the PGA is kind of eliminating the Q school at the end of the year, which has always been a way to and a qualifying event that runs for 6 or 7 days to get your PGA Tour card. That is pretty much going to go away, and they're basically going to use the nationwide tour and some other qualifying factors and things to allow people to gain their PGA Tour cards. On the PGA Tour, about three-quarters of the players are in favor of some of the changes and everything. I know that those players that lose their cards and then want to have to go back to Q School. They certainly don't like that way that they have to go in. It's very difficult, 7 days of mental anguish pretty much. But it's going to be interesting, and that is a major change to PGA Tour policy, and certainly a change that has been going on. Q School has existed for as long as we can remember, and for them to make all these changes, it's really something and really a big change that the PGA Tour is undertaking, and hopefully sometime soon, like I said, we'll have someone from the PGA coming on board here to fill us in on some of the thoughts that went into some of those changes coming up here. The belly putter situation and the long putters certainly is a thing that has been a big issue on tour, and whether they should be legal or altered in somehow. The question that about belly putters that were sent out to the tours, 50% of the PGA Tour players have used a belly putter in competition at some time, but also about 44% of them think that they should not be allowed. On the Champions Tour, 62% have used them, or 62% think they should be banned. But only 15% of the women. So interesting. And although not as many women have used them percentage-wise either. So interesting stuff there on some of the tour questions. It's always a neat little thing to go through, and you can get some of the information on these questions both at the golf.com for Golf Magazine and sportsillustrated.com or si.com to get some of the results from those. The surveys that are taken each year at this time, it's always kind of fun to go through there. Not as many funny questions this year as normal. They're almost getting too serious with that thing. I'm going to have to talk to them about that. Coming up, we'll take you on tour and let you know what's going on in the world of professional golf as we approach major championship season. The first major of the year will be the Women's Nabisco Championship in Rancho Mirage, which will be next weekend, beginning on Thursday. And then, of course, the Masters 2 weeks from now. So we're heading into the heart of the golf season here, and we'll be back to tell you what's going on tour this week. You're listening to Tee to Green on Sirius Channel 203, XM Channel 93, and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit cards. Debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. 866-368-0296.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Back to Tee to Green. It's the fastest hour in radio. We like to think so anyway. And not done yet. Got to go on tour here and let you know what's going on with the major tours. And the PGA is at Bay Hill for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And familiar name at the top, Tiger Woods. Shot a 1-under-71 yesterday, had a 65 on Friday to put him up into the lead, and he is one shot ahead of Graham McDowell heading into the final round. Woods has won this event, I think, four times in the past. And now, in the old days, as it 3-4 years ago or more, when he had the lead after 54 holes, he tended to hold on to it. We will see what happens with the new version of Tiger Woods here this week. Ernie Els and Ian Poulter are at -8. They're three back of the lead. Charles Howell and Johnson Wagner are 7-under. The women's tour is at the Kia Classic. It has returned to La Costa, down just north of San Diego after a couple of years up at Industry Hills in California. Yanni Tseng, after a 69 yesterday, now is at 12-under. That's three better than G.A. Shin. Shin shot a 68 yesterday. She hasn't won in since 2010, so she's had a little bit of a dry spell on the winning side. Caroline Hedwall, the young Swedish gal, and Sung Young Yu are at -6. And Sayri Park, who was up among the leaders, stumbled with a 73 yesterday. She is at -6, and that would be six shots back. The Champions Tour is in Biloxi area for the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic. Jeff Sluman and Fred Couples tied for the top at -11. They're two ahead of Jim Thorpe, who is making a appearance on the leaderboard, and then three better than Bobby Clampett, John Houston, and Chen Soon Liu. Thanks to everybody for putting together today's show. Thanks very much to Richard Wax and Roger McStravick. StAndrewsGolfFestival.com for the information relating to that. And thanks very much to Scott back at the studio for a little extra work getting those guys geared up and on board today. Also to Gordon Jackson, LockedInGolf.com for all of Gordon's information. He's got videos on there, books and everything, and you can purchase all those things. And good instruction from a little bit of different type of instruction from Gordon Jackson. And also on our website, all sorts of neat things. In fact, if you want to know the guests that we've had recently or the guests that are coming up for next week's show, you can always go on our line, teetogreenradio.com. Thanks for joining us today. Until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.